Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show here on Raglan Community Radio. And on the line from Body and Brain in Auckland, I've got Master Sun Yung. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you back on the radio again this morning. And I understand you're going to be in Raglan on the weekend holding a all-weekend workshop in the town hall. Is that correct?
Yes. The name is the Find True Self Workshops.
Finding True Self Workshops.
Yes.
Okay, and let's sort of start at the beginning. I think tell us. I know I've asked these questions before, but for this one, I think we start from the beginning again. What is Body and Brain, the organization that you're part of?
Yes, you know, about health. You know, we are focused on four kind of health: physical health, mental health, social health, and spiritual health. So yeah. We have all healing power about four health. So through the Body and Training Center, we recover your own sensation to feel and control and use your full health.
Okay. And the workshop is called the Heart Awakening Workshop.
Mm.
And how do we describe that? Tell us what it is and then how that helps our health. I think we go that way. So what do you mean? What happens in the Heart Awakening Workshop?
You know, I'm talking about physical health and mental health and social health and spiritual health. Actually, you know, we have true self, but many people believe they are emotion, they are trauma, and those are false self. It's not true self.
The false self.
Yes. Yeah. So we are holding false self. People believe that. So without find true self, we are holding full self until we die.
Oh. That sounds bad.
Yes.
Yeah, so what happens with the Heart Awakening Workshop? Like, I mean, you awaken the heart, but what does that mean?
You know, actually it's not difficult to find your true self. For example, I'm focused on real things. For example, about air. You know, air is life. Without air, we cannot survive. Real true? But usually we cannot feel air. We are feel emotion, thoughts, or trauma whole day. So through the awakening sensation, we can feel true self. When you feel true self, we can be aware of full self. So we can control our full self. Actually, we need emotion. We need, you know, experience. We need, you know, past. But without holding, we cannot control them. So I'm focused on using the emotion, also using the trauma for our new life. I'm focused on that.
So you're talking about reconnecting to our emotions, which we might have shut down, and reconnecting to the physical sensations of our body?
Yes. It's a very similar one.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yes.
And where am I going from here? I came in a hurry. So and I because I've done your workshops before, so I know a little bit about it, and I'm trying to connect into ask the questions that people who don't know what maybe we can talk about your personal experience.
Yes.
Yeah, like you, because I know the first time I interviewed you, and I think it's worth talking about again, is your personal experience with a physical injury.
Yeah, actually, you know, 10 years ago, or 10 years ago, I had, you know, accident. I fell down the horse.
You fell off a horse?
Then, yeah.
Yeah.
And then my three spines broken.
Yeah.
And then, actually, I was in America. It was Arizona.
Yeah.
And then it's big, huge, you know, accident. So the two fire car, helicopter, because I'm bleeding, I couldn't move my body, my whole body, you know, paralyzed. So when I went to the hospital, they took the MRI, and the doctor said to me, oh, your three spine broken, maybe you couldn't walk anymore. Because my body was paralyzed. I couldn't move, I couldn't feel anything, I couldn't move anything. But at the time, I have consciousness. My consciousness be aware of my physical body. And then the doctor asked me the painkiller because it's so painful. But I need the pain to be aware of my physical body. So also, I was a monster at the time. So through the, my consciousness, watching my body, because I have enlightened mind, my body is not me, it's mine. So watching my body, and then move my body slowly, very slowly across my neck, and then follow the pain, and then, because pain from energy block. So through the pain, I can slowly, slowly connect to my body. So my brain always make a balance. It's brain training center. Actually, the key point is brain always want to heal your body. Your brain always make a balance. So I know the brain. So when I didn't take any painkiller, just feel my pain. So my brain relax my body, keeps continually. And then after 2 days, I heal. And then now I heal my pain light. So I can feel more about my body. So I can move my body. So actually, I can move my body after 2 days. It's my story. And then it took 3 years to heal everything. But I never worry about my body. I never worry about the future because my brain has healing power. So it takes 3 years, but I'm so healthy now. I think I'm much healthier than the people. They're excellent. It's my story also.
Yeah, So you were already a master, because your title is Master Sun Yung, so you already had the knowledge.
Yes.
And then you had the accident, fell off the horse, broke your spine in three places.
Yes.
Did you take any painkillers ever during the whole time?
No, at all, because I need the pain, because pain is the signal from your block. So I know that exactly, so I'm focused on pain, and then brain release my body. By themselves.
It must have been a lot of pain.
Lots of pain. Also, for 3 years, I had pain, so it's hard to move my body, but I never stop because I need the pain. So after it takes 3 years to heal everything. I'm much healthier than before.
Does it help that, like, you had the knowledge that if you could feel the pain, that was how you were going to heal? That must be quite different to someone who doesn't have that understanding. We just feel the pain and we want it to go away. It must be easier to handle.
It's an easy handle because painkiller cut your consciousness, not heal your body. Cut your consciousness.
Right, so yeah.
So more easy, yeah.
It's more disconnection.
Yeah, more disconnection. So you couldn't feel pain, but pain, something is there already. So actually, we have to awaken your natural healing power, body, brain. But if you take painkiller, your brain doesn't know what should I do.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So is this something that the rest of us can do? Or that's a fairly extreme example. I mean, breaking your back, falling off the horse. Is that something that we're able to do? Or we need a little bit of practice and training first.
Yes, simple one. Actually, feel the ground. Actually, we're lost. We don't know what's feeling our physical balance. If we focus on posture, pose is not balance. Actually, we lost ground. We lost the physical body, actually. So we don't know the balance of physical body. But it's simple, like a baby. Baby can walk, you know, upper body empty, lower body strong. They make sounds because they feel the ground, feel the body, but we lost our physical balance because we are holding tension without noticing. So upper body heavier, lower body getting weak. It's us. So we have to awaken our physical body so your brain will recover physical balance, means upper body empty, lower body strong, like this.
So some of the things that are happening in the workshop, you talk about, should I start from the top, brain activation and emotional release. So what does brain activation mean?
For example, when you saw a tiger, everyone feels, oh, tiger, holding tension to run or hide. But, oh, it's a paper tiger, and at the time, natural relaxation. Same. We are holding something without noticing. But we can be aware of tension. Very simple. So we call awareness. What? Who are you? What is your mind? What do you want? So we have to know our mind. Which mind do you have? Because mind makes tensions. Like a tiger. Paper tiger. You make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking too, the last time you came to Raglan, I think it was might have been a day, and I did a session with you, and you kept telling us to not be so serious.
Oh, you know, it's so fun. Because it's not learning class. Uncover your own sensations. So it's fun because what we call enlightenment. Awaken your sensations. So happy. Find your sensation to feel air, to feel energy, to feel your soul, to feel your divine. So simple, so easy, so fun to find your true self.
Yeah. And now another thing on the list, sound and vibration healing.
Yes.
I don't know if I participated in that or not. I can't remember. Just tell us what will be happening if people come along to the weekend and you do the part, which is sound and vibration healing.
Yeah, actually, you know, for today, we actually focus on physical body. Because physical body, energy body, spiritual body is one. Like ice, water, skin, same. So through the physical body, you can be aware energy body and spiritual body. So vibration means, you know, our body always want to fix it. We have natural vibration, but we are holding something, holding tension in your shoulder, holding emotion, holding trauma without noticing. You know, emotion is not bad and good. Just emotion, but holding emotions, we lost our humanity. You know, if you hold your anger, you lost other humanity, like love, peace, you know, coexistence. So we lost many things because we are holding some emotions, emotions. Doesn't matter which emotion. If you hold emotion, doesn't matter anger, anxiety, pride, even the love, you're holding love, you lost many things. So we have to awaken our consciousness.
Mm. And you talk about releasing deeply buried emotions and trauma, but without the need to revisit those painful memories?
Actually, you know, we are present. We are not past. But we are going to the past without noticing and holding past. So when you feel through the breathing, through the meditation, we can be present. When you feel present, you know, you are not emotion anymore. You are not trauma anymore. You are not past anymore. You are present. You are nothing and the present.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not difficult. Just we lost present.
Right, yeah, be here now.
Be here now. How? Yeah. This is breathing. This is meditation.
Yeah. Actually, I have a question. You've also, in the list of things here that's happening, dynamic meditation and movement. And I wanted to ask a question.
Yeah.
Because popularity of meditation is growing a lot in the world.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people try and they go, oh, it's so hard. I'm not very good at it. So what don't we understand about meditation from your Pip's point of view? What are we really missing that we need to know?
Actually, this is energy. Feeling the energy. People talking about energy, but they don't know feeling of energy. Everything's energy, but we lose sense to feel energy. So what dynamic meditation? You know, people want to learn Qigong, but I don't say no. Don't try to learn Qigong. Uncover your own Qigong, because Qigong is energy movement. When you feel energy, you can recover your own Qigong. Same, the meditation, you know, we have changed our life. Don't learn meditation. Your life become meditation, means living present. This is meditation. Mm. Even the walking is meditation. Eating is meditation. You know, tea is meditation. Like laughing is meditation. Everything is meditation, actually, if you have present. It makes sense?
Yeah, yeah. So it's not, you're not doing a special thing in a moment. and a period of time during the day, although lots of people do. But what is dynamic meditation? Is that easier for us?
So easy because, for example, okay, 1 minute, I want to ask the people, okay, everybody close eyes. Close eyes, please. And then follow me, say la la la. And you say la la la.
Yeah.
La la la. Say la la la. You can feel saliva now. Saliva. And then 1 minute, keep saying la la la. You can feel saliva and you can feel the air. Feel air, and the air make you comfortable, relax your body, and then 1 minute, your body getting warmer. Just la la la. Feel air. It's saliva. It's real. Feel the real air. Breathing become light particle by your consciousness. And then you can relax your shoulder. We are holding everything, many things. Just 1 minute. Feel air. Saliva. And make you calm from tensions. Become normal. Become normal.
So this is like the real session.
Real session.
Yeah.
Simple. Feel air. Feel the real thing. Without air, we cannot survive. Air is very important. It's real. But we are holding full self. Emotion, thought, trauma. We are holding it. It's not real. It's full self.
It's a false self.
So, yeah. So when you focus on real things, this is meditation and change your life. Feel real thing. So please remember, trust yourself. We have soul. We have a divine in your body. In your body. Everyone has a soul, divine in your body. And then just we lost sensation. We lost connection. It's time to connect our body, energy, soul, divine by yourself. So I want to focus on that. I'm just guide people to connect their own value.
Mm.
Yes.
So, folks, we're talking to Master Sun Yung. If you just tuned in and wondering what's happening here, there's a Heart Awakening workshop here in the Town Hall this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And Master Sun Yung, who should come along to this, do you think?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Who want to find true self, who want to find your own peace, who want to find your healthy mind, who want to become master of your life.
So yes. I guess what you're talking about is, I mean, there's lots of chronic health problems. We talk about this all the time now. Lots of chronic health problems in our society, and your organization is called Body and Brain. So
yes.
I guess you're talking about connecting the whole self together, and dealing with some of these chronic health problems. Is that kind of a rough idea of it?
Yeah. And actually, one of my member, he had training for 3 months. He had skin cancer for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then after 3 months, his skin cancer is gone. Because we don't focus on healing. We are focused on recover your own balance. Because, for example, you know, people who have cancer have low temperature. But true, most people who have cancer have low temperature. And then actually desire make more tensions. We don't focus on healing. We are focused on come back to your body and then recover your balance. Just balance. Yeah, with love. We lost love. We don't love myself. We don't love my body. We want to heal something. Means we want to kill the pain. We have a killing mind. Killing mind. I want to kill my pain means I want to kill my pain. I want to kill my emotion. I want to kill my trauma. We have a killing mind.
Mm.
We don't focus on that. We focus on love. It's time to feel you, love you, because we don't have time to feel my body, my mind for a long time. So through the class, come back to yourself and have time with your body. And then everything changed because no tension, no desire. And then truly through circulation, he recover right temperature and then truth disappear. It's a real story.
Mm.
It takes 3 months.
I like this explanation that we do have a killing approach. Like you say, we're going to kill the thing that's bothering us, and this is the opposite of what you're doing, and that's what brings the benefits, is that it's the opposite of that.
Because mind, human mind, makes energy and makes tensions. So we have to know which mind do I have. Because mind makes everything. This is quantum physics. This is quantum physics, you know. Everything quantum, and there is observer consciousness. Depends on mind, quantum change. So we should know mind, and then we have to change mind.
Mm.
And this is the main things.
Mm. It's time for us to wrap up now, move on to the next interview. Very nice to talk to you again, Master Sanyong.
Thank you so much.
If people want to sign up for this course,
yes,
do they just go to the Body and Brain website? Is that where they go?
Exactly, Body and Brain website.
Yeah, so I'm looking at that now. It's bodyinbrain.co.nz. Yeah, so not Body in Brain, just an N between Body and Brain. And we'll put a link on our social media for the radio station as well, so people can hook up through that. And if people can't do this weekend, but they really want to learn more, or they want to try... You know, you've got other weekends in other places, I guess, coming up, have you?
Also, we have online classes, you know, 4 times a day. Online classes. They can join the live class online. Because we are focused on energy and consciousness. So it's perfect. Online is perfect for us to guide you to feel your own energy, uncover your chakra, uncover your consciousness, uncover your nature healing power. Online is a perfect tool to guide you, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, look, thank you for your time this morning, Master Sanyong, and I hope you have a good weekend in Raglan.